Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
I'm talking with two heroic figures here coming from the Northern Panhandle, John Leonetti and Brian Corwin. They are taking on the big oil and gas people. And the boy, it is hard to believe how it is so rigged against the property owners in West Virginia. The amount of money that's involved is insane. The property owners have virtually no rights. This bill, this Senate bill 1005, sponsored in the Senate by Tom Willis, and then in the House, it's a different version because it's a House bill, but that's Jimmy Willis, can really change a lot of things. I still can't get over, the state does not have any mechanism, any oversight to see that if the gas and oil people are even telling us the truth about how much they've pumped out of the ground. I can't wrap my mind around this.
No, nobody's even watching the meters, Dimitri.
Well, the interesting thing is the state does not have that for typical landowners, but the state actually has it for themselves.
This is interesting because this involves the Ohio River, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is really cool. Listen to this story.
So most of this bill actually comes right out of a lease that the West Virginia DNR signed with SWN Production Company in 2019. It's publicly recorded in Brook County. You can go read it if you want. And it was a lease for the Ohio River because SWN wanted to develop the oil and gas underneath the Ohio River through horizontal drilling, obviously no well pads on the river or anything like that. And so the DNR signed a lease with them for 20% royalties, I might add.
Wow.
But just beyond that, when you look at, there's audit clauses in there, the wording in there.
English. What does audit clause mean? Why do I care?
Well, an audit clause allows the lessor to essentially audit the books, okay, without having to go to court.
So the landowner, in this case, the state,
yes,
can essentially say, open up your books, gas and oil people.
Yes.
Okay, what else does it have?
Yeah, and also the language, you alluded to this early on about eliminating payments to third parties, that specifically the royalty language involved in that, in the state lease, and there again in our bill, strictly prohibits any sale to an affiliated third party. And if there is, then the economic gain from that has to be counted in the gross proceeds that are received by the lessee.
Well, are there penalties in there if the contract is violated where they do pay punitive or anything along those lines?
Well, actually, in the state lease, they have automatic termination, which is pretty interesting. Yes, if the gas company refuses to pay them, they can automatically terminate the lease.
Who wrote that lease for the state of West Virginia?
I don't recall off the top of my head, but at the bottom of the document, I do believe it says who wrote it.
Isn't that the guy you need to have representing you? I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Who is this guy?
I'm pretty happy with what Brian and Scott have crafted.
I'm not disputing that. But I'm telling you, you're telling me this is the gold standard when it comes to contracts. Well, then why not hire that guy, I'm assuming it's a guy, to be your guy? My God, he's all, you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Right, right. Well,
what's his name? Is it on there?
It actually is.
Who is he?
This is Larry W. George, Esquire, Special Assistant Attorney General, West Virginia Department of Commerce.
What year?
It was 2019. This was filed. This is.
Lord, man, get on the phone with this guy. There's the guy you need to be talking to. My God. Jeez.
And if anybody wants to look this up, all you got to do is go to the Brook County Courthouse and you go to Oil and Gas Lease Book 55, page 479.
Post it on Facebook. That's the easiest thing to do, unless they ban you the way they've banned me because I told the truth about Epstein files.
That's the guy.
Why aren't you talking to him? I mean, seriously, it was filed in Brook County. Is this a local guy?
No, he's out of Charleston.
You're in Charleston?
Yeah.
Go knock on his door. Hi, can we talk? This is the guy you need.
Okay.
What's wrong with
him? It doesn't matter how good a lease you craft with the oil and gas company.
Well, who negotiated
They're not going to accept that lease from the average landowner. They accepted it from the state because it's the state. And but what we're trying to do with this is give some of those nuggets that the state got for the Ohio River. Oh, and by the way, the DOT has the same lease, as far as I can tell, for
Department of Transportation.
Department of Transportation.
For what?
I know at least the 20% royalties on their on the most recent leases they've signed for the highways in the state of West Virginia.
So you're telling me the state of West Virginia makes damn sure it gets really good lease deals for the state and screw the property owners because now you guys have to fight. That's not fair. That's not right.
Well, life isn't always fair.
Let me write that down. Hold on a second here.
But that is why that's why we're trying to get this Senate Bill 1005 passed, and that's why it's really important for all the mineral owners out there in the state of West Virginia to call Tom Willis 304-357-7867 because very rarely do we get the opportunity where we have legislation that's actually going to help the mineral owner. Oftentimes, we're trying to essentially keep the state legislature from taking more rights from us.
Right.
Okay. This is a very rare opportunity where we have legislation that would help everyone in the state of West Virginia, especially small acreage landowners, because right now there is just essentially impossible. I mean, unless you own hundreds of acres, there's no attorney going to take your case because you're going to be responsible for your attorney fees. You're only going to get the money that they owed you. I mean, there again, if it's not a lot of acres, it's not a lot of money. And the companies know that and they exploit that.
Oh, there's probably hundreds of millions of dollars over the last decade that's just been left on the table because, once you go to a lawyer, if you're one of these, small acreage mineral owners, and the lawyer tells you with the fees that they're going to get, and if it all comes at once, you're going to have to pay a federal tax on it, being conservative, maybe 25%. The lawyer takes maybe 40%. By the time you're done, there's not much left, so why bother?
If you only own, let's say, an acre currently, there's just not enough. The pot of gold is big enough, okay, for the attorneys to jump in. It's going to be an out-of-pocket cost. You're going to be looking at tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars to potentially get back maybe $5,000 or $6,000 from the gas company. Whereas under this bill, you're going to get triple damages. So if the gas company owed you $5,000 or $6,000, that means you're going to get 15. Okay,
and maybe punitive on top of that.
Potentially punitive on top of that. Plus, the gas company would be on the hook for paying the attorney fees.
Oh, even better.
So and look, here's the thing. We're not out to get, this isn't some, a bill, out of vengeance. Really the beauty of this bill is that as long as the operators are paying the mineral owners correctly, it doesn't hurt them at all. So I repeat, as long as they're paying the mineral owners correctly, it should not hurt the oil and gas companies.
And I just want to speak to that. It's 100% true what John just said. And in fact, when we crafted this bill, one of the things that, because I understand it's a negotiation and sometimes you have to give things to get things. And in the bill, we actually allow the operators an additional 30 days to pay. Currently, state law says they have to pay you within 60 days. This bill would give them 90 days. But the caveat is it has to be correct. And so technically, right, the operators could make money on this bill because they could hold your royalty check for an extra 30 days. So they're going to draw interest on that. And so that's really when you look at the opposition to this bill, I think it really shows the true colors. Anyone who is opposing it.
Who is opposing it?
Oh, the operators.
And what about the people, the politicians in Charleston, in the House and in the Senate? What are we looking at here?
Well, right now, I mean, there again, Tom Willis, God bless him for taking the lead on this and picking it up and getting it into the Judiciary Committee. It's scheduled to go there March 2nd. And that's why we need people to call Tom Willis's office and support this bill, because if enough people don't call, we're not going to get that into committee. But
wait a minute, wait. Tom Willis is saying he's going to put it in committee.
He'll.
So why would he need even one phone call? He just told you he's going to do that.
Well, he obviously does not want to mount a suicide campaign against the gas company. If there aren't, this isn't John and Brian and Scott out there. We need everybody involved in this. You know, and that's why, you know, we've got a lot of friends and we've made a lot of phone calls over the weekend and, you know, trying to get people to, you know, make them aware about this bill. That's why it's great to be on your show. You know, because we've got a short timeline here, a very limited window of opportunity to make a fairly big difference in the state of West Virginia for mineral owners.
Wow. Just absolutely just wow. Local politicians, Ryan Weld, he is a state senator of West Virginia. He's from Brook County. I think he lives in Brook County. And lawyer, big deal lawyer, well-connected. He's one of your state senators.
Yeah, he is, yes.
Yes,
so
yes,
where,
he
so
is.
So where the hell is he on this? I don't know if John's talked to him on this or not.
John, have you?
I haven't really had a chance to talk to Senator Weld, but I have talked to Senator Laura Wakeham Chapman.
Yeah.
And she, I will say this about Laura, she has been available to us, you know, over the years, and she's one of the few senators that I've bumped into that, you know, will, you know, sometimes when you're down there, it's like 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't really have much time to...
You need to bribe them with something. You got to take them out to lunch or drinks or bring, you know, bring in some, you know, some girls or something. I mean, you got to be like a good, you know, a good lobbyist.
There's certain limitations you have as a lobbyist.
Yeah, I know cocaine's illegal. I know cocaine's illegal, but, you know, still, I mean, you know, you got to step up your game here, so...
But I will say, because I want to focus on the senators that have been there for us, and Laura has been there... I mean, I can't even tell you how many times Scott and I have, you know, have had a chance to talk to her about it. So she really understands what her constituents are going through.
Right.
You know, and, you know, the other thing I want to, as a side note, too, Senator Willis in his area, he doesn't really have much oil and gas in his area. Mm-hmm. And originally, I just want to say this, when I had the meeting with Senator Willis, it was just about to make him aware of this as the judiciary chair. After... You know, I had about 15 minutes to just lay some things out. It was 100% Senator Willis, you know, just taking this bill and saying, you know, I want to be part of this. I want to be the lead on this.
That is great. You know, one other argument. Oh, one other great state senator who I love in a completely heterosexual, non-threatening sort of way, Chris Rose. Fourth generation coal miner, represents the second senatorial district, which includes Marshall County, Tyler, Wetzel, and others. I'm guessing Chris Rose is 100% behind this.
Chris, actually, I'm not sure what Chris's thoughts are on it yet, but
what?
He does sit on the Judiciary Committee.
Oh, Chris Rose has got to be all in on
this. Well, and just full disclosure, we tried to get Chris to run this bill last year, and he refused.
Why?
We don't know.
Well, I mean, the way I looked at it was, you know, Chris was there for the first year and there was a lot going on. And, you know, there's a lot of influence down there, you know, with the oil and gas lobbyists.
But Chris is a good...
No, he's... Listen, I have
Chris
nothing...
Chris is golden. Rose is
he is.
Golden.
I truly believe if the bill comes up for a vote on the Senate floor, I believe Chris will support it.
Yeah.
Damn well better, because if not, he's going to hear from Dimitri, let me tell you.
No.
This is unbelievable.
He's actually one of the best senators we have down there,
oh,
full stop.
No,
There's a lot of... for lack of a better term, Game of Thrones things that go on in Charleston. there's a lot of reasons why things do happen and don't happen, backdoor deals and whatnot.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on this. Now, look, very quickly, I've got to give each one of you time to speak directly to our listeners because you guys get the last word. But what about this as a sales pitch to all the politicians? You guys, if you pass this bill... You will see how much more money you will be getting from the gas and oil industry because right now they could be ripping off everybody. So if you get the right number, there's going to be more money coming into the politicians, which they can then squander on different things. That's a big sales pitch, I would think.
That is a huge sales pitch. That actually is the sales pitch that John used last year with the legislators down there. And that's the hope of this bill is, we just want everybody to be paid correctly.
All right, good. We're virtually out of time. I always give my guests the last word. Let's start with Brian first. Go ahead.
Yes. So
speak directly to our listeners.
Yes, I have to just, you know, plead with everyone in the state of West Virginia that's listening, mineral owners or non-mineral owners, this is a very fair bill. Senate Bill 1005-1005. You need to call Tom Willis at 304-357-7867. His email address, email him. tom.willis@westvirginiasenate.gov. Call Randy Smith, too, Senate President, at 304 357-7801.
John, you got the last word also.
Yeah, I just want to, I just really want to reiterate that I can't thank Senator Willis enough for, you know, just taking this bill and wanting to be the lead sponsor on this, because this is a big deal. This really is. And he understands, you know, the gravity of this bill and what it could probably do just in general for the state of West Virginia, bringing a lot more money back into the general fund. Is at least that's what we're, you know, at least that's how we feel about it. So from that standpoint, everybody, please get out there. And even if it's not Senator Willis, go to your individual senators and delegates and tell them you want to see this bill pass. Please. Senate Bill 1005.
People want more information. How do they get in touch with you guys?
Oh, that's a real good question.
Thank you.
I guess you could call me personally at 304-975-0368.
Once again, that number is?
304-975-0368.
John?
And my number is 818-481-1650.
Once again?
818-481-1650. And thank you very much for the opportunity,
you
Dimitri.
You guys are heroes, local heroes, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it for them. Yes, 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 yes. Brian Corwin and John Leonetti, outstanding work, gentlemen. Whatever we can do to help, just let us know. Give Tom Willis my best. Thank you.